Well, 21-year-old Tanner Putt started off as a Nordic ski racer as just a young boy. His off-season dryland training involved hopping on a bike. And it was sometime in his teens that Putt decided to put his focus on road racing. He has quietly but quickly risen through the ranks, and 2013 has been Putt's year. In February, he was signed as a pro rider for the Bontrager cycling team. He raced in the Tour of California in May, scoring a top 10 finish in the first stage of that race. In July, he became a national champion, winning the national title as the under-23 road cycling champion back in Wisconsin. Putt will be sporting a Stars and Stripes jersey indicating his national champion status as he rides in the Tour of Utah. In today's Stage 3, Putt has his work cut out for him. The tour starts in Richfield and heads north over the grinding pass of Mount Nebo, the highest peak in the Wasatch. That single grueling climb totals nearly all of the elevation gained for today's stage, with over 6,000 feet of climbing, before finishing in Payson. Tomorrow evening's circuit race through downtown Salt Lake begins at 5:30 p.m., so you can cheer on Tanner Putt there. Then Saturday's 112-mile stage race passes through Park City near Putt's family home, then over Guardsman Pass on its way to finish at Snowbird. And finally, for Stage 6 on Sunday, Putt will start and finish on Main Street of his very own hometown. None of the other 121 cyclists in the Tour of Utah can lay claim to that. Tanner's father, Pat Putt, is taking the week off as Summit County's Community Development Director for an announcing stint with the Tour of Utah, a good way to keep tabs and a watchful eye over his national champion son. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.